Patty Williams Ministry presents Part B of the ABCs of Change by Patty Williams.
Today, we're going to talk about the ABCs of Change. I taught about the A, accountability, and so if you missed that, you need to go back and listen to that. And today, we're going to be talking about B. The ABCs of implementing change in our life is a simple process. And I found that by breaking it down into a process, a few steps, that it's easier to be implemented into my life. Most of us try to change areas in our life, and if you're like me, it's not as simple as it sounds. And as we start on this, and you think, well, I'm not really sure I have anything I want to change, well, that's great. Then you can... You can always share with someone else and give them your wisdom on that. But this has helped me, and I thought I would share it with you. As we talked about being accountable, to take an honest look at your life, that's the first step. So we're looking at the second step today, beliefs. If you had a scale that weighed something out, and we'll use the scale of justice, it has a beam, and it has a pan on either side to weigh out an object against another object. And that weighing out has to be exact for them to balance. As far as justice is, it's represented by a woman standing in the middle of that holding the beam. And she's blindfolded because justice should not be swayed by anything. So I want to look at our beliefs because our beliefs are so important. They are so important to us because they weigh out. We weigh out what we believe in our life. So we want to talk about that. If you went to buy some produce at the store, you would lift up your bag of tomatoes, put them on that, and that scale would weigh against, that needle would pull and weigh that exact amount of that tomato. So whatever is pulling on that scale, whatever that scale is set at, it knows exactly. There's a true weight there that it's being weighed against. That's very important for us. And so what do we weigh our thoughts with? What do we weigh them against? You know, we have our world. The world has an opinion. Our family and our friends have an opinion. And they have determined how they're going to live their life and what their thoughts are that they're going to live their life with. But what makes it truth? What makes truth? What is the litmus test for truth in our life? What are our beliefs? I'm going to tell you what belief is stated in the dictionary. It's a state or habit of mind. I thought that was really interesting. A state or habit of mind in which trust or confidence is placed in a person or a thing. Or the conviction of truth of a statement or reality of some being or phenomenon, especially when based on examination of evidence. So, let me just say it a little bit different way. It's a belief, is a mindset in which we trust or are confident, or we're confident in, and we place it in a person or a thing. Or we're convicted that this is truth because we've examined the evidence. Belief is what we want to talk about. The second step to our change. It's extremely significant to implementing change in our life. You know, we've heard the old adage, you keep doing the same thing, expecting different results. It's insanity. Well, I found myself doing that and couldn't figure out what was going on. If this continues to happen, the same path without seeing real change, something needs to change to make that our continued behavior. Something has to be different in our life. So I want to take us to a scripture in Joel 3. Joel 3, 13 and 14. This is a scripture the Lord gave me to set forth this ministry many years ago in verse 14. But I'm going to read 13 and 14. Put ye the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full. The fats overflow, for the wickedness is great. Multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. I myself believe many people are in a valley of decision, making decisions in their life for good, to change their life, to do something different. I believe personally that even Christians, there's many Christians in the valley of decisions. The scripture says in the last day there will be many to fall away because they'll have itching ears. They don't want to hear the truth. So today we're talking about belief, because belief must be weighed against truth. Belief must be weighed against truth for us to see. A person's belief is a strong force, and it can bring you peace or torment. Now, how can that be? We're going to look at that. How we perceive a situation produces the thoughts. In other words, your belief is a strong, it's more than a passing thought. It's a conviction that that's true. It's a conviction that is much stronger in you. And what happens is, in life, we take the experiences we've had and the data or information we've received on this subject, we've put them together, and that becomes what we believe is true. It's just like the dictionary said, we examine the evidence of our experience and the information we've received on that subject. So now we've determined this is truth, and it becomes our belief. So it's a deep force. It's a powerful force within us that we believe that's how it is. When we come to that place of that, based on the examined evidence, when we come to that place and say, this is what's true, whether it's true or not, whether it's false or not, if it's truth or not, we have determined its truth in our life. So that perception drives your thoughts. Let me give you an example. When I was about 10 years old, I went to live with, stay with my grandmother and grandfather in a very old house that they lived in, over 100 years old, or I guess around 100. And they go to bed very early because they get up like 4 o'clock. So I was left by myself to watch TV, and then there's nobody there but me. And they're in bed, and so I have to go up these creaky steps upstairs to the top bedroom, and there's this huge feather tick bed over here that I'm going to crawl in, but the light's on one side of the room, the bed's way over here, and I have to feel my way to the bed and crawl in it. As I get in that bed, I look, and all these large looming shadows on the wall are moving. And I've never been there at night in bed. And they appear to be monsters. I'm 10 years old. And they're moving. And the next day, the next morning, I get up. There's no monsters. But what I saw and what I felt, the evidence I examined, it felt like there was a monster or something looming. You see what I'm saying? But the next morning I got up, and there was a big tree right outside that window. That was, obviously, the wind was blowing. That's what happens in our life. As a 10-year-old, at that moment, I examined the evidence. Everything in my body was like, oh my God, I'm all the way up here. You know, it felt like there's a presence of looming in there are a monster. You see what I'm saying? But it wasn't true. But I responded as a small child like it was everything in me. So in life, it's very important to stop. If you're trying to implement a change in your life, to stop and look and weigh your beliefs. Are they really true? And what is truth? So we have to look at that. Since it's a conviction and it's deep in you, it's the culmination of everything you've understood about that one subject or one area, it's stored in you as truth. And this is where we end up not being able to open up for change. That's why it's so important to put this step in here, because we can't change. The beliefs we hold as truth direct our thoughts. Let's just take this to the spiritual side. If you believe that you've done such bad things that God could not forgive you or save you, or God could not love you because of things that have happened to you or things that you have done, then that belief will hold you captive and keep you from accepting the real truth that God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He loved us so much, but our belief can keep us from receiving the truth. Even though it's false truth, we have believed it. It's a perception that we have. Those mindsets will keep us. So, and you've heard me say this many times, our thoughts are taking us somewhere. So the thoughts are driven by that belief. And that's why we try to change at this level. We try to change, you know, our positive thinking. And you can do some of that. You know, you're going to think and say the right thing. I'm going to only say this. I'm going to only say this. But if your belief is against what you're saying, the belief has to change. Your belief has to change if you really want change in your life. So that change has to come starting at the level of belief. You know, we are confronted every day with different views from the world, from the media, from people we work with, from our family. Everybody we have come in contact with gives us some kind of data or information we store. If you go through a checkout lane and that person treats you a certain way, good or bad, you store that information. And the next time you see that person, you're either open or more closed toward them. Is this true? Mm-hmm. Sure. Because we're storing information all the time from every source. So what we determine is truth is because of our experience and because of our information we receive. So, you know, no matter where we go, this direction of belief, if it's not changed, no matter how we try to change our thoughts, if we don't change that direction, our belief, then we won't get to the very part that we really want. And let's look at the scripture in Colossians. This is the scripture I want us to realize, look at today. Colossians 2:6. As you therefore receive Jesus Christ, the Lord, so walk ye with Him, rooted and builded up in Him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Now, let's really hone in on verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. So there's the world or man. We all have our own opinions. We all feel like, well, this is what worked for me and this is what happens here. Well, but where is that going to weigh out in our life? How is it going to help us get and achieve the life that God has given us? What's going to help us get there? You know, if we're going to make a purchase, we will check the reviews on that part of other people that have had that product. We will talk to a friend or family member that have already bought that car or something, and that's how our determination in making that decision is usually through the thoughts and the input of others. That's where we go. But you know, when we do this, it's kind of a daily way of life. I mean, it's not something we really stop and think about. But when we're trying to change a behavior, or we want to get through a struggle or issue that we're having in our own life, we have to stop and weigh out the real truth in these beliefs. So, sadly to say, most of us really never look at that. Mm-hmm. We just believe what we have, what we know is true. And what we have thought to be true is true. But, you know, that's why some parents are concerned about who their children hang around with. Because they will shape your children's beliefs. And it's harder to change a person when they already believe this. And we know that one of the reasons that crime and people hang together that do crime is because they feel connected. And they have that, they believe this person's going to protect them, or they have that belief system going on. And so when we look at these areas and we're confronted, step one is accountability. Let's look honestly at what's going on in our life. And I don't know about you, but that really, that has brought up a lot of good things for me. But if we don't look honestly to what we're doing, what we're believing, then change can be going around the same circle over and over. Over and over. So weighing out the pros and the cons, when you weigh this out, when you look at your life, when you look at your belief, when you look at the struggle or issue that you're in, you need to look at what do I really believe about this? What am I really believing, and is it true? So where is the truth coming from? The pros and cons. If I look at Jesus and my walk and my experience and other people's I've been involved in, I can see positive changes. I can see good things. I can see people changing, their life changing forever because of Jesus and because of that word that comes in. And people were changed forever. But what changed? Their belief. And you know, as we change and we think of, as we believe that something's true, we have to change it. I know I was ministering to a young woman and she had made the statement to me, I've had years of things that have been taught to me by man that are not true. And I've had to go back and realign what truth was with the Word of God. So the second step in implementing change is finding truth in your beliefs. Make sure it's true. Make sure our beliefs are so important to help us. They help direct thoughts. If you believe that you're not loved and accepted by God, then you'll feel rejected, and your thoughts will take you right toward what you think. Those thoughts are driven by your belief. They're driven by your belief. They are established through what you're believing, what you're holding as truth. Implementing a change in our life may involve finding false beliefs as we hold as truth. And if we believe that these things are true, then that area will never change. So aligning ourselves, transforming our false beliefs to God's truth, aligns us to change. It aligns us up to implement the change that we're looking for. It gives us a time to where we are ready for their heart to bring to bring the heart change that makes directional changes, makes behavior changes, makes us more loving, more kind. Those things that people are really struggling with, relationships, whatever it is, those things have a belief system that's rooted into them that must be dealt with and adjusted in line to truth before they can ever walk in that change that they desire.
This concludes Part B of the ABCs of Change by Patty Williams.